You're listening to episode 58. Welcome to Behind the Brand, a podcast dedicated to strategically building your online business. Here we go behind the scenes and share stories and strategies that can help you build your own dream business that supports your own dream life. I'm your host, Kelsey Kurzlake, and I'm the CEO of Pinegate Road, a branding and web design agency for online businesses and influencers. We create online presences that aren't just pretty, they're powerful. To learn more about working with Pinegate Road, head to pinegateroad.com and schedule a free consult call. Now on to the show. Hello, hello. Hope you're having an amazing day. I'm so excited to have you here today, as always. So today we have a really special guest on the show. Her name is Rochelle, and she is somebody who kind of created a very new something for me in my business this year. So she is actually another graphic designer and brand strategist, all the things. And she came to me just wanting to do something different in her business and get some advice from somebody who's kind of been there, done that. So she is officially my first mentee here at Pinegate, and she kind of created what is now the Pinegate Road Academy. So we took her on, we created an entire program around what she needed. We invited other people to join along, and what ensued was this incredible past. We've been doing it for 5 months. We have 1 month. We're still going on. And it's just been this incredible program that I never knew I wanted to do, but once it kind of flowed into my life, it was something that has been so special to me and the people that have been a part of this inaugural Pinegate Road Academy group. So if you're at all wondering what this is, if you're wondering about what investments can do for your business, and if you've ever been thinking about getting into any kind of mentorship, if you've been wanting to do a mentorship of your own, I think this will be a really great episode for you to learn a little bit about what that's like, and also just see if this is something that you would even be interested in, if just getting a coach, getting a mentor, just learning from somebody who has been there, done that, and getting that advice up front so you kind of get to mitigate a lot of the mistakes in business like I have too. I've totally invested in coaches and mentors. So I just think this will be a really fun episode for you to learn a little bit about that, reflect, see if it's something for you in any stage of business that you're in, and all of the good things. All right, on to the episode, and hello, Rochelle. Today's episode is sponsored by Evolution Live, a 3-day event for creative business owners hosted by success strategist Aaron Morgan. I have Aaron here today to chat through how this event can help transform your business. Hey, Aaron, how are you?
Hey, Kelsey, I'm great.
I'm so excited to have you here to share about this amazing live event happening. When is it happening?
It's happening October 18th through the 21st Yay! Of 2018.
Yeah. So this is Evolution Live. It is a 3-day event. And who is this for?
It is for committed, passionate female entrepreneurs, creative service providers who really want to transform their business.
Awesome. So tell me some of the things that are going to be happening at Evolution Live.
Amazing speakers, including myself, who are committed to sharing really high value trainings with you that you can personalize to your business. And then the next thing is an action plan, right? So not only are you going to learn a lot of information, but you're actually going to have a way to implement it in your business as soon as you get home.
Awesome. And I'm so excited, first of all, to be there, but secondly, to connect with so many people in person, because I know for me, that is a huge business builder as far as making new connections, meeting new people. And it just, that energy just happens to grow my business along the way. So I am pumped to be in the room with so many like-minded women and just have that in-person energy. And super
excited. Me too. I really wanted to gather women because this online world can be really lonely, right? We don't have those in-person connections. So I really wanted to gather all the amazing women I know and many more who I haven't met yet to a room where we can learn and be together and be supported. Have a bunch of fun.
I know. I'm so excited. Okay. So if people want to come to this event, where can they go?
They can go to my website. It's Aaryn Morgan, Eryn Morgan.com/evolution and then a little dash and then the word live. So eryn.com/evolution-live. And I'm sure that we'll be able to put that link somewhere that's easy to follow, but that's the link to get your ticket.
Absolutely. I will have that on my site as well. So if you go to the
Yay.
podcast tab, we'll have it there. So
Yes,
thank you so
awesome.
much for sharing about this, and I will see you in October, and I hope
Thank
you all
you.
are there. I want to give you real
Yes.
life hugs.
Yes, I can't wait to see everybody live.
Yay. Hey, Rochelle, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Kelsey. I'm so good. I'm so excited to be here.
Me too. I know we've had so many chats, online, but not publicly, and I'm so excited to share all the things that you've been up to this year and kind of just share that with the world. It's going to be really exciting.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so first of all, I would love for you to do a quick little introduction about what you do, who it's for, and a little bit about your history and how you got to where you are now.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Rochelle, and I own 86th and Trend, which is a web design studio for passionate entrepreneurs who want that beautiful website that actually converts. So I work with, building out the full website, to building out sales pages, to talking about your sales funnel and making sure that funnel is strategically placed within your website. Basically everything to build a beautiful website that actually does what you want it to do. And I work with creative entrepreneurs in the online space. I work with different brick and mortar type companies, kind of a wide range. I've been in business for this is my third year, so just coming up to the end of my third year, which is crazy to think about. But yeah, a little bit about my history. I'm originally from Calgary, Alberta, in Canada, and I have a marketing background. I did marketing in university, and I got a corporate job doing marketing. And I loved it. I did love it, but I think like a lot of people, that 8 to 5 is always a grind, and you kind of are at your desk, excuse me, and there's a lot of I don't know, just it can be very draining.
Absolutely. And I
So I
like that you
need
said
to
the
think
eight to
about
five because that's kind of the 9 to 5 is kind of a lie. It's real, like mine
it.
was like a 7:30 to 6.
I know. I know. And then you get the commute in there too, and it's definitely not a 9 to 5.
Right.
So yeah, it was great. I loved my job. I learned so much, but there was something more that I wanted. And so my husband had actually had the opportunity with his job to be transferred down to Pittsburgh. So we decided to do that and kind of take the plunge, and we made the move. I had to quit my corporate job, and it sort of gave me this opportunity to start my own business. I truly don't think if we didn't move, I don't think I would have, because I think I would have been scared to do it like at home where like your friends and family are there. Like there's just so much like, I don't know, sort of self-doubt and
Well, it's a
judgment you kind
different
of
thing
feel.
to ch take the leap when everything is settled and like safe. But when you're already having to like upheave your life and move, like it's kind of that perfect opportunity to take stock of what's going on and where you want to
Totally.
move. I know that Megan, Meg K, the VA, who's been on the show several times, she also decided to quit her teaching job when her husband was transferred to Chicago. And that was like the perfect transition time for her. And
Yeah,
yeah.
because it's kind of also like with that corporate job, they sort of suck you in a way where it's like it is safe and it's, you get that bonus or whatever it is, the stock options, like it's sort of just this wheel you get on. So yeah, it was kind of like a big shakeup. And so it was an awesome time to try my own business. And I had always like dabbled in web design. I knew I always wanted to kind of get into it. So I just sort of took the plunge and jumped in, and it was crazy. Like I knew nothing about like setting up contracts, invoices, like how to work with clients, who my client was. Like there was just so much. And there was Instagram, there was Facebook, there like everything was just so overwhelming. So
Okay, so
yeah,
like
it was
one of the main
crazy.
reasons I brought you on here was to
Yes.
talk about the transitions that have happened in your business since you started to get one-on-one support. So like, can we talk about what you're like you probably worked what, 2 years, 2.5 years with like
2 years.
just okay, so just doing it like going off of your own and no support, I don't know if you got
Yeah.
any kind of support. So like, can we talk about what that life looked like for you?
Yeah, so yeah, it was like I was in that space where I was trying to figure out everything myself, and I almost felt like I had to figure out everything myself. Like I didn't even
want to ask for help because I felt like I needed to be an expert in all of these areas. And I felt like everybody else was doing it on their own too. Like you kind of get this like weird reality that everybody else is doing it. Like you should be able to figure it out and do all the things. So I was kind of doing that. Like I was learning how to market my business myself, like figuring out how to do contracts and invoices. And also just like from a web designer's perspective, a web design is a huge project, and like learning how to work with a client and like set the timelines and, you know, like communication during it, like it's a huge project. So learning the whole process behind the scenes of that, even, it was just like a lot trying to figure that out. And I felt like I was doing it, but it was a grind and it was a lot of hours, and I definitely wasn't being as efficient for myself or for my clients as I could have been.
Definitely. So what did that like feel like in your life? Like how were you going about your days? Like how did it feel?
Yeah. So this was, so I had my son, he's about a year and a half now, just about a year and a half. So a lot of this, like growing my business, was before him. So I could work like a ton of hours every day and yeah, just do it, which I was doing. So it was like my husband, it was also an interesting thing. Like my husband would go to work. He's still working his, you know, 8 to 5, 8 to 6, whatever it is, job. And so I felt like I had to like, okay, get up. I had to sit at my desk all day. Like you kind of get into that, like you still need to be doing that.
My husband has that too. Like he'll be like, yeah, what did you do today? When did you get up? And like, when did you stop working? And I was like, get off my back. But not really. But yeah, you do feel like when you have a spouse who's in that life, it's like, okay, like I have to do the same life, because when we're not doing that, then we'll be together anyway.
Or you feel guilty. I mean, like I'm kind of past that now, but like I would feel guilty if I was like out going to a yoga class in the middle of the day or something. And like, I felt like I had to justify it, but I mean, that's part of this like awesome life.
Exactly. So, yeah. I'm still justifying, unfortunately. And it's probably for my own self, because I'm just like, I went and got a massage today. And he's like, you got a massage? Like I was working.
Right.
Like, well, there's some days that I'm working till midnight. So anyway,
that's so funny. Full circle, actually, just like side note. So my husband, he's like, I'm always like, I'm very into self-care and getting more into that. And I'm always like, what do you do for like yourself? And he like doesn't, he couldn't really think of anything. And anyways, the other day he went for like a chiropractic appointment and a massage, and he did like cupping for the first time. And he said,
I got
like
cupping yesterday. Look at all.
Oh my gosh. He's never done it. I've never done it before, actually. So he did it before me. And I was like, this is so weird. I'm usually the one to do all these things, but he loved it.
That's so fun.
And, yeah. And so he came back and he's like, I'm going to start, you know, doing some more with self-care and doing this. And so I don't know. It was cool, because I feel like when you're in this online space, there's a lot of opportunity to like work on yourself as well as your business, because like you're so much your business. So you just kind of inherently, as you're working on your business, you're working on yourself and like some of those limiting beliefs and just kind of, I don't know, some of that stuff, and learning how to like incorporate more self-care. And so I always want to push that on the people around me, but full circle, it was just kind of cool how he sort of came to that on his own.
Oh, I love that. I love, and because we've been working together, like I love hearing the stories of how your relationship has kind of like, not transitioned, but like he's picking up more and more on some of the things that you're doing. And you're like, here's this mindset trick that I learned. And like now he's incorporating it and all of that stuff. So it's so fun to hear that.
We meditate every morning together.
Oh my gosh. Was that part of your perfect schedule?
It was actually part of my schedule. And we don't do it every morning. Like we're still not there, but most mornings we do, which is nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, so okay, prior to, it was just like a grind, and it was like working all the time and not being efficient and having awesome clients. But like even in the process of web design, it was like so much back and forth, and like I didn't have boundaries set up, and kind of like just even boundaries like in my contracts, and like, and I didn't even really know what boundaries to have set up, which is the other thing.
Yeah, like so, what, can you give an example of like something that was happening before boundary wise that like now you've kind of set up and have fixed?
Yeah, I think just part of like for web design, but for anybody, like just having that process in place is so important, and understand, like especially when you're working with clients, and understanding like for them to understand where you are in the process, so that eliminates kind of that back and forth chatter being like, oh, I can we do this, like they know where you're at in your process because it's so defined. And then also like a key thing for me has been those revision points and just making sure that the client knows like, hey, this is your opportunity for revisions, like as many as you want, like get them all in, you send them back, great, I work through them all. But it's, I think prior to that, it was like a lot of back and forth, like, oh, can we add this? Can we do that? And it's just not an efficient way to work.
And it was kind of like letting them lead the process
totally,
instead of like you taking charge of saying, here's the schedule, here's what we need to do this week, and here's what is expected from you. And I think that as service providers, a lot of us want to, you know, when we're first getting started, want to serve the client in the way that they want to be served or the way that we think they want to be served. But in order to actually serve them, we need to step back and create solid systems and processes in order to get them the results that they actually want, because they haven't done this before. Like, why are we letting them lead? Like, oh, now I'm going to get you this and I might wait 4 weeks, and oh, you needed this and I haven't even started, and we're going to push that off another month and all of that. So
yeah, and sometimes you can feel like you're being overbearing, but like when people hire you, like you think about when you're hiring somebody, like that's truly what you want. Like you are hiring them because they're the expert and you want them to tell you the next steps. And like, you don't want to be like, hey, what's next? Can I pay you for this? Like you want it to be clear and outlined, right? So just I do that often, like put myself in the client's shoes and be like, what would I expect if I was the client?
So. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay. So we kind of got the scope of where you were before. Mm-hmm. I also want to mention, and I don't even know if this matters, but you did move from Pittsburgh to Portland also.
Yes.
So that happened before you started getting support as well, right?
I think. Yeah, that happened the end of last year, and we started working together kind of the beginning of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool thing, having an online business and like having a move like that. Like I didn't miss a beat in my business. Like we moved across the country. I spent a month back home in Canada during that transition, and like I was able to continue working, and like, yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I know we started talking probably like shortly after your move. And mm-hmm. for those of you who don't know, Rochelle was the catalyst for the Pinegate Road Academy. I didn't even know this was something I wanted to do or to offer, but Rochelle, like, I think we had like 3 calls just to like talk about, you're like, I know I want to work with you, but I don't, like, we kept alignment was off with the services that I was providing. I think we were going to like work through some of the brand visioning processes and just some different things. And then she was like, actually, this is like what I really need. And I was like, okay, we're starting this mentorship program and we're starting it for you. So that was just really fun to kind of, even for me, have clients kind of create the services for Pinegate in a way. So
I think the big thing for me was like, I was like, I loved your vibe. And like, I think we were chatting on Instagram and stuff and like, obviously like connected. And I saw
we're talking about our health. I feel like.
Yes. And I saw you being like, you know, a few steps ahead of me in my business and wanting to learn from you, and like your services. Yeah. Like you said, like they just weren't quite in alignment, because what I really wanted was, like, I was looking at that brand visioning, but what I really wanted out of that was kind of the inside look at your processes. Cause like for me, I've never hired a web designer, so I've never been through the process. So like for me, the most valuable thing that I wanted was to like open up those doors and see like how other people do it, and like what are some great tips and tricks for working with clients. Cause like leading up to that, I had sort of just done it on my own and figured it out. But just kind of learning like what resources were out there and how other people were doing it was really what I was hoping for.
Yeah. So when did you kind of come to that realization that you needed to get support for your business? And I know that I'm not also the only person you're getting support with. You decided to invest in 2 coaches at the same time, which is a really cool experience, I feel like. So I'd love to hear like what kind of was going on in your business and what made you feel like that was the right time for you.
So like I said, this is the 3rd year in business. So the first year was really like learning everything and just trying to figure out how to get a business started. year two was like, okay, I got some things going. I've got some clients. I was making some money, not great money, but making money. Like things were flowing, but I was, you know, like I said, kind of doing it all on my own. And then going into year three, like I was booking up. I had quite a few clients. I had some retainer clients. And it was sort of that thing where like I always knew this was going to be a business and I had always believed in myself, but it was kind of that new level, like where it was like, wait a minute, this actually can be something really awesome. And that was sort of, I think, the point where it was like, okay, this can be something pretty big and something that like I'm passionate about. I get to like really make some like something big and awesome. So let's reach out and kind of see, like help get some help to step up to that next level.
Absolutely.
So that's when, yeah. So we started working together and then, yeah, I had also hired, a business coach as well, which was awesome. Yes.
And you can share about that if you feel like you want to, because that business coach has been on our show several times.
Yes. Erin Morgan.
Yes.
Yeah. That was kind of an interesting piece for me because I think I hired you guys sort of around the same time. Mm-hmm. And I know I had like a lot of back and forth about the investment because for me, this was the first year that I really started investing in my business and it's scary. Like
totally.
And any amount is scary. And like, I feel like as you keep going, it still is scary because like the amounts either get like higher because you know, there's more expected of your business and whatever, like it's always scary. But I think the thing that I've really learned this year is like, honestly, I know people say this, but it's so true. Like every investment I've made in my business has more than paid off. Like
yep.
It's crazy. And so like when I was looking to invest with you and looking to invest with Erin, I was hesitant just because it was a lot of money for me at that time. And I think like you kind of more like I knew you guys were offering great services and like you guys were going to help me, but I think it's more you sort of doubt. Like you just want to make sure you're going to get something out of it. And that comes down to a lot of you doing the work. So like you can have the best coaches, you can have the best programs, but you still have to do the work and put in the work. And I think there was a little bit just a fear of that. Like I just wanted to make sure that it was going to pay off and I was going to be able to put in the work.
And that you were like ready and saying yes to you and your business. And yeah. I know I've also gone through the same thing in the big investments I've made. And there's a couple things that popped up because the numbers have always been scary for me as well. But the first thing is like, I knew where I wanted to head, but I didn't have the tools or the insight to get there. And I knew yeah. I could figure it out on my own. Like I knew I could do that. I had that belief, but I also knew that I'd go through a lot of ups and downs and trial and error. And I was like, I'm just at this point where like, I know where I want to go. I'd rather get there next year than in the next 5 years through experimentation. And like, do I believe that I am one ready for this and that I'm going to commit to doing the work that it takes to get there and making the changes? Because sometimes they're like crazy changes that like shake yeah. up your business and shake up your mindset, and you have to work through a lot of things in that process. And
yeah,
I don't know, that saying the yes has always been a catalyst for me to like push towards that next level and really believe in it, which
yeah
then like if you listen to my first episode, like this is who I am now, like you, as soon as you say yes, like you are that person. So then you have nothing else you can do but to be that person. And yeah, that has always been my kind of like journey,
totally
working towards these kinds of programs.
Which I was telling you, my husband and I always say that now. We joke, but like we're serious about it. We're like, this is who I am now. Like my husband's yeah. like, I run in the morning now. This is who I am now.
But I really literally. I think I'm going to make that, like, if I have a book, that's going to be my book title, because so many people like come to me and they're like, I started doing that. And like, now my husband's doing it and this yeah. and that. And they were like, I took that away and I'll always remember it. And I'm like, cool. I have a little saying now.
Totally. But it's so true. Like your mindset is so powerful, but like, I really like what you said there. Like when you, like you're stepping into something, like when you're saying yes to like a coaching program or some sort of investment, whatever it is, it's scary because like you're saying yes to your business, but also you, like you are so closely tied to your business. You're like taking that leap saying like, yes, I believe in myself. I believe this is possible, which is scary, but like also so empowering and like exciting to see like what's possible.
Absolutely. So, okay, go into my questions here.
Yeah.
So how has your business and life transformed by saying yes to these one-on-one coaching experiences?
Yeah. So it's kind of crazy because you like just get into the, like the day-to-day and like your normal sort of, like it just becomes your new normal. Right. But like when I think back, there so much has changed. Like for one thing, I've tripled my income from last year, which has been amazing. Yeah, super exciting. I also have
FYI.
Yay, so
in my
exciting.
Own coaching one. Yeah, I was like, actually, that's like awesome. That is the exact same thing that happened to me.
That's awesome. I feel like I kind of touched on this, but like I feel like this is like I've always thought of my business as a business, but like I think after investing in my business and just making some of like the changes and kind of doing the work this year, like it just feels so much more like legitimate. And like, it is a real business. Like it's something that like is just, I don't know, like so much as possible. And I feel like I've really stepped into that this year, which is exciting. The other piece that's really changed is I guess kind of like my business model a little bit. I've been outsourcing a little bit more, which
yes.
has been key to being able to take on more clients and just work on the parts of the business that I truly love and like am really great at. And then having like a team of people and resources to be able to outsource to make sure you're offering your clients like the best possible packages you can. And that was one thing with the coaching program or the Pine Gate Road Academy is like you just opened me up to a lot of different resources and kind of ways of doing things, which like I could have, again, I probably could have figured it out on my own, but it would have taken so much longer. And
I was like, here they are, go do
here
this.
They are. And right. Like, and it's like those resources, like those contacts are actually so valuable. That's one thing too. Like when you jump into a coaching program, you are opening yourself up to like a whole new community of people. And that's one thing that I didn't even think about when I was joining, but like,
I didn't even think that about that till like right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that community is so valuable. Like the contacts, the inspiration, like even just like the accountability you get from that group. It's almost like when you work corporate, you automatically have like a team of people, like you see them every day and it's a team. And when you're an online business or even like a solo entrepreneur, it can be quite lonely sometimes because it's like, it's often just you, but like investing in these programs and building that support around you automatically gives you kind of that team around you, which is like, it's just
totally
so much
agree.
More fun that way. And you get so much more done. And like, there's just like, you share resources, you share contacts, you share ideas, you can bounce ideas off each other. That's been like, I think that's actually one of the best things that's come out of this year that I didn't even like expect would come
totally.
Out of this year.
You learned so much from the other people who might not have the same business model as you, but they're they're in the online world and working through very similar things in their own rights. And you learn so much from that. And
yes.
You feel not alone. Cause I totally get you with that. Like just being an online business owner, I feel like I have so few people who really get into the nitty gritty of what I do. And having the people in my mastermind and just, you know, friends in my online sphere are so important to me. Even doing this podcast, like being able to have this space to chat with other entrepreneurs has been really awesome for my mindset and all the things.
And it takes your business to a whole new level. Like everybody keeps like challenging you to like step up. Like sometimes you get caught in your business and you get to a spot sort of that you feel like you're managing things and like, there's so much possible and people like, I don't know, just kind of flip you on your head and it's like, okay, but what's next? What else? And you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. Like, I don't know I will touch on this a little bit, but when we first started working together, you were talking about how you were like really moving towards an agency.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking to myself, I was like, oh, okay, that's great. Like I like nowhere in my mind did I think I would ever want to move towards that. So I was like, oh, that's great that she's doing that. Like good for her. I had thought nothing of it. And then through doing the work this year and like starting to outsource some things and like truly starting to step into this business, I've kind of just like come to it on my own that like, that's actually where I want to move to. Like I want to move into like having a team and like being able to support more clients and like working into that. So you sort of like, you're challenged to step up to that next level and like keep evolving your business and keep moving forward.
Yeah, this is something that I talk with a lot of entrepreneurs about, like not even in Pine Gate Road Academy, but I'm a part of several like groups of people that we have like all these like friend chats and stuff. And so many people like do not want to hire because they're afraid of, they just feel like so connected to the business and people get afraid to actually hire anything out. I think I'm going to do a whole show about this because it's crazy to me now for what I've seen in how businesses grow. Like you can only do so many hours in the day. And at some point, like you can still do what is core to you and core to your business. But at some point, if you do want to grow, like you got to start handing some things off. Otherwise, you're just a solo entrepreneur, you're self-employed, and you need to start growing that team in order to scale. So yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty passionate about that. I think I'm going to have my coach come on and see. Well, I haven't even asked her yet, but hopefully she'll come. I know. I was like, hey, I think I'm going to have her come on if she's willing to come on the podcast and talk about hiring and building the team and why that's so important to scaling a business. If that's your goal, if you want to stay self-employed, fine. But if you want to grow, like you got to learn some of those skills, and it's uncomfortable and scary, but it's what needs to happen. And it can be done really poorly and it can be done really well. And I worked through a period where I did it terribly. And I just didn't know how to manage like my own business at that point. So getting the help to be able to grow the agency, be able to hire the team was invaluable to me.
Yeah. And I think like, you know, I went through like the fears this year about starting to outsource and like, just like you're so, your baby or your business is your baby. And like, you're so, especially working with your clients and stuff, like you want to offer them the best possible experience. And it's scary, like trusting other people to do that. But it's like, it's so necessary if you want to grow. Like it's so freeing and like exciting to like outsource some of those pieces and be able to work with more clients or work more in depth with your current clients and like work on the stuff that you love and like be able to hire people who are experts at, you know, X, Y, and Z and have them work with your clients and just offer them like the best possible package.
And you were
possible.
Able to do it in baby steps. Like you didn't leap all in. You kind of like tested the waters and got to see how it felt. And that was kind of like a challenge I had for you, as I do with a lot of the girls in our Pine Gate Road Academy. And you just, you were like, okay, this is amazing. And I'm going to keep going with this. And I love hearing that. So
like, I'm a overthinker and like, I will do things, but I'm not a quick start. So I need to kind of like put my toes in the water and kind of figure it out first. And like, so yeah, it was a great way to start outsourcing, was just sort of like test a few things. And like, and I had a few not work out where I had to make some changes and stuff. But like, I mean, you do it and then you find some awesome partnerships and it's great.
Yeah. Awesome. So, okay. Next question. What would you tell somebody who's thinking about investing in one-on-one support for their business?
I would say do it, obviously.
No, but like there's sometimes when it might not be right either, but yeah.
I would say 99% of the time it's going to be right. Like even if you're just starting out, you're going to get to where you're going so much faster if you reach out for that support. And then like we've kind of been saying on this podcast, you get so many other things, like the network that you didn't even think you were going to get, which is like invaluable. Like it's so, so great. You get exposure to like just so many more ideas that, yes, you can figure out on your own. You can take the time to figure out, but you're going to get there so much faster. It's just like, I think it's always going to pay off in the long run. And it's scary. Like some of those amounts, whatever the price is for whatever you're looking to invest, like it's scary, but like, if you work backwards, like you take that amount and like be like, okay, that's going to be 5 more clients or something, like break it down. Like it's totally possible. And then get out there and like find those clients and pay it off. Like it's totally worth it. And you can totally make that money back. Like, I don't know, thinking short term where it's like, oh, it's $2,000.
Can I ask you like, just for even like our program, like how quickly did you make that money back?
I made that back. Okay, I'm trying to think because I hired both of you guys at the same time, basically. But I actually, okay, so as soon as I hired you guys, I signed my biggest client to date within like a couple weeks, and that pretty much paid off both of you guys.
So you made the entire investment back in a couple weeks.
Probably the entire investment back in like a month, but yeah, it was like, and it's, I'm like very,
that, I didn't like, even know, like, I didn't know that, but I like, I figured something like that happened, but the same things happened. Like, I've invested in two huge programs, and the first one I made double what I spent within the first month. And then the next one, I made the entire year's payment in my next month. And I was like, isn't what that, in like, the world? And I think it's that, like, you have to say yes to you and your business, and then you automatically are transported into that mindset. And then you're just like, okay, this is who I am now. And you become that. And then you make the money that you think you never could have, but because you said yes, you have to. And therefore 100%. The universe like meets you there. I don't like, it's just, it's wild, like voodoo magic,
but it's like, and I am like such, like I said, I'm such an overthinker, and I always am like, okay, that's not true. Like, you hear the people who are like, oh, I manifested $10,000 in a week. And you're like, oh, okay, right. But like, there's something to it. Like, there really is. Like, you're like, when you step into something and you say yes, and like, you are like, I don't know, all the right thoughts, and like, you're of course doing the work, but like, there's something to it. Like, stepping into that is so powerful.
Well, thank you so much for sharing all that, because it just, like, I know it happens for me, and so I continue to say yes to programs, but it's cool hearing that it's also happening to you. And my heart is full, because this is like the first time I did anything like this, or like offered something like that. And it's just cool. Like, even from the other girls too, like, everybody's met their goals. Like, it's just, I feel like, been incredible for our whole group. And I love that you're sharing that. It's just, it's amazing.
And it's been so awesome, like, working with you, Kels. You were so like open during the whole academy, like with numbers and like how things were going for you. Like, it wasn't like everything was so available from you. Like, you were like willing to share like the hard things you were going through like that week or whatever it was. And like, it was just, it was so valuable to have those doors open, because I feel like a lot of the time people don't talk numbers, or they don't talk about like revenue, and they don't talk about, you know, some of those like hard things. And it's just like, it's so nice to be able to have real talks about that and kind of figure out where other people are and learn like what people are doing to, you know, improve or change things or whatever it is. Like, it's so nice to be in a space where you can be open and share about all that stuff.
Absolutely. And that's something like I've always had my heart in that. And it's not something I feel like I share some of the ups and downs, but I don't go into that much detail like publicly. But with you guys, like, we're all building design businesses. Like, I can share that. And it's like this very close knit community. And it was cool to be able to have that venue to like express what was going on. And I know that in my past, when people have been open about their numbers and things, it made me realize, one, what was possible sometimes, and also like some of the downfalls of certain things and how to avoid them, because somebody else like that's kind of like further ahead has made these mistakes, so I can avoid them in my own life. And that's always been a really big goal, to just be like as transparent as possible, so that you guys are getting like the full scope and can make your decisions based on that.
Yeah, no, it was awesome.
Well, I'm glad that helped.
Yes.
Okay, so another thing, we were talking before the show, and Rochelle kind of, not like super transitioned your business, but she was like, I transitioned to like doing the beauty and the strategy for her clients. And I was like, me too. And so, this has been another thing, and this is totally not on the one-on-one support kind of deal, but I was like, I think this is important to talk about, because so many people go, I think they limit themselves. That's the thing. I think they limit themselves because they see other people doing what they're doing, or even like niching in their niche, and they think that that space is full. Like, there's no one left for them. This person's already doing it, so therefore they should never even begin or go towards that niche. And we were talking just about how like sad that is, in a way, like people stopping because they think that is full, or like getting the weird feels about competition. And I think I've talked about this like in the years past, but to me, like the competition is not a thing in a sense, because I do believe in an abundant universe and there are going to be clients for everybody and people are going to resonate with different people, even if they're offering the same services in different ways. So I don't know. I'd love your thoughts on that too, just because so many people get discouraged by that and I want them to bust through it.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Like it takes you a while to get to this spot for sure, but it's like what you offer is so unique because you are the person offering it. Like what I offer and what Kelsey offers can be like similar, but like the person behind the business makes the business. So it's like you truly are like your best asset. Like that's like what makes your business unique, like who you are, your personality, like what you like, how you connect with your clients, like that is what makes your business unique. So like even if you're offering similar services, there's going to be like clients out there who are more attracted to my type of working environment versus, you know, Pine Gate Road and vice versa. And just knowing that there's always enough clients out there. Like I actually have a couple of friends who are looking to get into this kind of online space, and I've been, you know, offering them advice, and they've been asking like kind of some questions around like, well, how competitive is it? And like, you know, are people willing to share and, you know, things like that. And I keep telling them, like, everybody I've ran into in this space has been overwhelmingly helpful. Like it's truly like collaboration over competition. When you step into that and you realize like there is an abundance of clients, there's tons of people out there for you. There's tons of people out there for Kelsey. Like when you truly step into that and you come from like a place of service and you come from a place of like wanting to help other people, like it all clicks and you can let go of sort of that stress of like, I need to hold this tight, or I need to like, you know, stay away from this person because they're going to steal what I'm doing. Like it's not about that. And just like truly like just stepping into like you're of service and you have an awesome product or service and there's enough clients for everybody. It's like this space, there's so many people that truly I feel like in like truly believe that, and it's like an awesome space to be in.
I love that. And I think that it really comes down to that, like, are you in that abundance mindset or are you in that lack mentality? Yeah. And when the competition is kind of being in that scarcity, being in that lack and believing that there's not enough to go around. So you're going to act in different ways. So I think,
yeah. And it's exhausting being in that lack. Like, don't be in that lack. It's so tiring.
Yeah. And you can't, like, there's sometimes where you're just going to be in it because of the week you're having. Mm-hmm. But just know, like, just if you can realize that and kind of be like, oh, okay, this is what I'm thinking, and step into more of an abundance mindset and believing that all the things are possible and it's all going to work out. And even if these lack situations are happening, it's for the good because it's mm-hmm. going to work out for something better. So
yeah, definitely.
I love all this mindset stuff. That's been my like biggest thing this year, is stepping into just what mindset even is and how it can benefit your business, which it's everything.
It's everything. It's huge. And it's so cool to be like in this space where you actually like, you really get to work on that stuff. Like, I don't know. It's hard work working on that stuff, but it's also like so fun to work on that stuff. And it's just like, it's cool when you own a business because you're so tied to your business that like you get to work on yourself, you get to work on your business. It's just like a cool space to be.
It's a giant personal development project.
It is.
I'm stealing that from my friend Erin Lindstrom. She said that. I know. I was like,
yeah, Erin said that.
Yeah. No, I love that. I was like, it's so true.
It is so true.
Okay. So thank you so much for sharing about that and our little like extra thing. Final questions here. So I'd love to hear about something that you're really loving right now that you want to spread the word about. So that could be a book, a podcast, product, or person, whatever.
One thing I'm really loving right now, which has nothing to do with web design, and I've told you about it, Kelsey, multiple times, but is the Goop podcast. I'm like obsessed with it right now. Kelsey and I like connected a lot on like some health stuff, and the Goop podcast, which is like Gwyneth Paltrow's kind of like lifestyle brand, has just had like some really awesome episodes about like women's health and like hormones and like post-pregnancy, pre-pregnancy, just like kind of overall woman's health and some things to think about. And it's just been like, I don't know, every podcast I feel like hits, like it's like they're talking right to me, and I have just like really been loving that lately. So I'm sure they don't need more promotion, I'm sure, but I've really been loving that one.
Rochelle was sending it to me for like months before I finally listened to the first one. I was like, Rochelle, I'm so obsessed. Thank you. And thank you for consistently mentioning it to me and not forgetting about it.
Yeah.
So now it's totally one of my like must listens.
Yeah, so. It's a good one. They come out every Thursday.
Yes. Okay. So any products or services that you're offering that you would like the audience to check out?
Yeah, I want to offer. So like the best place to find me is definitely Instagram. I'm super active on Instagram. I'm answering all my direct messages. So reach out to me on there. I want to offer, if you go to my Instagram and just in my link tree, there'll be a little button there that says strategy call for Pine Gate Road listeners. And I want to offer 10 free 1 hour website deep dives where we can go into your website, how it's working, what's not working. We can go into if you have sales pages, we can talk about your sales funnel, like any of that stuff you want to talk about. We can do an hour deep dive. And if that's something you want, like I said, go into my Instagram in my link tree, and I'm giving away 10 of those. So yeah, amazing. First come, first serve, but I'd love to chat with some people and just kind of get into what's working in your business and give you some action steps of what we can do at the end of the call to kind of move forward and make some changes.
I love it. Thank you so much for offering that. That's so generous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay. Okay. So do you have any other parting words of advice before we end our call?
Parting words of advice. This has been so fun. I just wish we could.
I know. it's like our calls.
I know. I think like just from what we kind of talked a lot about mindset and stuff, which is kind of cool. But like, I think my biggest piece of advice, which I'm still working on, but like is just so true, is like, I feel like a lot of us have self-doubt. Like we compare ourselves to others and we think like, oh, we're not good enough or whatever it is. Like, I think my biggest realization this last few months has been like, you truly are the one choosing to think those thoughts and like waste your time thinking those thoughts. So it's like, just change your thoughts, like stop thinking about that and like let it go. Like you get to choose to hold on to that and like think you're not good enough, or you can step into like, yes, I am. And like, this is who I am now. And like, just step into owning it. Cause like when you do that and like you do the work and like get some support around you, like truly anything is possible. You can do so much in this world. You can do so much in this online space. And it's just like such an inspiring and motivating place to be. So like, stop thinking that you're not good enough and stop wasting your time with those thoughts and just step into like, yes, you are. And like, you got this.
That was the best parting advice ever. Thank you, Rochelle.
Yeah.
And for everybody else listening, I did want to bring Rochelle on here to kind of, you know, like talk about the support, but also talk about her experience with the Pine Gate Road Academy. We are opening our last session for like the next year or so. And it's a 6-month program where you get one-on-one mentorship with me. You get a community of 6 other lady designers who are growing their businesses. You also get 24-hour access via Voxer with me. So if you're running into any client issues and we're in between one of our one-on-one strategy calls and you need some support, I'm there for you. I know Rochelle was like, a client sent an email that said this, how do I respond? And I'm like, here you go. So anyway, reach out to me on Instagram if this is something, like if you resonated with where Rochelle was at and where your business is growing, I would love to hear from you and we can chat and see if this is a program that works for you and your business. So yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Rochelle, for being here. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. This was so fun.
It was. Bye, Rochelle.
Bye.
Hey, guys. I'm here to chat about an online system that I can't get enough of. I'm sure you hear from a lot of online business owners who've been scaling their businesses and about how having systems in place that work for them have been essential for their growth. Putting systems in place might be getting solid processes down, or it can be using a program like Seva to run your email marketing. When it comes to growing my business, the more intuitive something is, the better. Seva, which was formerly ConvertKit, is by far the most intuitive and easy to use program that I have ever used when it comes to growing your email list. They have easy pop-ups you can use on your website, forms that send out free downloads for content upgrades on your blog posts, and 24-hour help if you ever run into a snag. They have amazing customer service and have even helped us custom code some beautiful forms for our clients with no extra charge. I love that they're able to do that, and it's always so helpful. We use Seva here at Pine Gate Road and always recommend them to our clients. If you're saying yes, please, to an intuitive system for email marketing, head to pinegateroad.com/email to grab a free 30 days to start growing your email list and upping your marketing game. Thank you so much to our sponsors for making this show possible. And thanks to you for taking the time to spend some time with me here today. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor or catching up on past episodes, head to pinegateroad.com/podcast to learn more. Sending lots of love, and remember, you've got this. See you next week.